administration, hoping that she will indeed become the first woman Secretary of the United States Treasury. She sits now before the Senate Finance Committee.
Now, with the pandemic causing such misery for so many small businesses that have failed, are at risk of failing, need our help, and the unemployed workers who have been so badly affected by the impact of the pandemic, especially on the service sector. It's disproportionately hit the service sector and the workers who are employed in that sector, and it's been particularly brutal in its impact on minorities and on women.
Ms. Yellen says that without more aid, we have to worry about economic scarring and long-term economic problems. She also said that raising the minimum wage would help many workers who are just scraping to get by. Exactly 24 hours from right now, this very moment, Joe Biden will officially be the 46th president of the United States and Kamala Harris the vice president. The new president plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, according to a person granted anonymity to discuss the legislation. It's a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies. China on Tuesday welcomed reports that President-elect Joe Biden may sign an executive order to bring the U.S. back to the Paris Agreement on climate change as soon as he takes office on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Uganda opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, popularly known as Bobi Wine, has called on Uganda's development partner